The economy of resistance, Iran's strategic effort to counter the unilateral sanctions by the West. Leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei has recently outlined a new approach to overcome Western sanctions, and that is to stop selling oil and build knowledge-based industries instead. As the leader said, Iran should stop selling raw materials, including oil, and instead promote knowledge-based companies, which can make the economy of resistance more sustainable. Analysts say the best option for Iran to resolve its current economic problems is to develop a new economic agenda in which sanctions are identified as opportunities for growth and not as threats. This will make Iranians less reliable on their huge oil revenues and more inclined to bolster their economic capacities.
Since the leader of the Iran's Islamic Revolution has declared the current Iranian year as the year of national production, support for national wealth and labor, Iranian MPs have set up a faction under the name of National Production and have also formed a committee to deal with ways to create the economy of resistance.
Experts say the economy of resistance can be achieved only through controlling domestic and outside pressures. The economic sanctions by the West is the symbol of outside pressures against a country, while the import of foreign goods and lack of proper attention to domestic production is the instance of domestic pressure, which should be controlled.
Sanctions create a special situation for any country. Under such conditions, if we want to have an economy of resistance, we have to fight those who try to prevent national productions from developing and those who try to import goods excessively without paying proper taxes. This is one of the main features of the economy of resistance.
Four rounds of US-led sanctions designed to cripple Iran's economy and industry over its civilian nuclear program seem to have returned little in results for their sponsors. Actions to debilitate the Islamic Republic have so far only led to higher oil and gas prices in the world markets, impeding what trace of financial recovery had been promised by the Western leaders.
Some MPs believe that since the establishment of the Islamic Republic of Iran over three decades ago, resistance has shown itself in different fields, including Iran's economy. And the order by the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has boosted the ongoing efforts in this respect.
I believe our economy of resistance started 34 years ago, and our experience during 8 years of the imposed Iraqi war showed that we can manage the situation pretty well. But now we have to manage domestic consumption and save more foreign currency. In fact, sanctions have strengthened our economy fundamentally.
Despite the sanctions, Iran says it will not give up its nuclear rights, whatever the cost, and the economy of resistance is only one of the many ways Iran has to counter the impacts of sanctions. Saman Kujri, Press TV, Tehran.